Jamie Terrace leading off the fourth for Spring Hill, rips it to third. It's bobbled by Zach Moore at third. He picks it up and gets Terrace by a half a step over at first. Good recovery there by Zach Moore to knock down the hot shot by Jamie Terrace. Terrace now 0 for 2 tonight. 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring designated hitter Anthony Reverman to the plate. Anthony grounded to short in his first at bat. Here's Reverman's swing and a little pop-up over by Brandon Welly in the third base coach box. And the first baseman kind of walking slowly back to his spot, thinking he might have had a shot at catching that. Brandon Welly basically knocked that little bloop down. I don't think the first baseman would have got to it. I really don't. Brandon never moved from his first base coach box, and the umpire standing right there, not making a call. So it's his judgment whether the player could have got to it or not, and I don't think the first baseman, that's Wade. There's a strike call to Anthony Reverman. And 0-2, it's so, instinctive that if you get a little pop-up by you, you want to catch it. But oftentimes you got to let the fielder maybe do the catching before the ball hits the ground, and you just got to get out of the way. The pitch inside to Reverman and the count of ball and two strikes. No score if you're just joining us. Top of the fourth inning. Two hits for each team thus far. And Reverman will follow this back and out of play. In the count 1-2. Some earlier games today. Sobieski has just won. They beat Isanti 6-5 earlier today. We had Luxembourg coming from behind. Yeah, if you were listening early, they came from behind. Beat Ada 13-7. Swing and a miss by Reverman. He's out on strikes. So Reverman reaching for that ball. Or actually, yeah, it was Anthony. He's out on strikes. The seventh strikeout for Nick Altermat. Avon losing today. The Lakers' tough luck loss to Watertown, 8-1. At the plate, Regan Nelson. Nelson will take a strike call, 0-1. No ball, it's one strike. Nelson will follow this to the backstop and the count, 0-2. No ball, it's two strikes. 0-2 the count. On deck, Eric Schoenberg, and a little bit low with that pitch is Altermat. And Nelson swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Altermat with eight strikeouts, two in each inning through the first four, and the Chargers go quietly here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three and a half innings. Spring Hill nothing, New Ulm nothing. We're back in 1.5.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Make your farm dreams a reality with the lending team at Freeport State Bank. When you are looking for an ag lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand ag. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse ag backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention Artex spreader owners. Did you know that your spreader can be used for more than just hauling manure? Artex Manufacturing has made it possible for you to use your spreader as a forage wagon. They offer silage extension panels that go around the top of the spreader to give you a larger capacity. Give your number one dealer, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, a call at 800-338-6455 to get your extensions ordered today and beat the rush.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Boom, 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 boom. shoot your head.
Man, back hop and a ground ball to Jamie Terrace at short. Terrace up with it and over to first to get the speedy left-handed hitter and one down. 6-3 on the putout. Hunter Ranweiler to the plate. Five of the first 10 outs have been ground ball outs for Peyton Van Beck, so good indication he's keeping the ball down. And Ranweiler will take a strike call to 0-1. The ball's in a strike. Eric Schoenberg over at third. Jimmy Terrace at short. Eric Terrace at second. Luke Damer at first. Pitch outside a ball. Austin Schoenberg, he's in left field. In center field, Owen Meyer. Out in right field for the Chargers, it's Regan Nelson behind the plate, Nathan Terrace. Peyton Van Beck on the mound. The 1-1 pitch coming to Hunter Ranweiler. There's a strike called and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Spring Hill. They have two hits in the ball game. They got a hit in the second and a hit in the third. New Ulm with a hit in the first and a hit in the second. Here's Van Beck's pitch. And good pitch, good tease, just missing a little bit high. And the count, two balls, two strikes. Nathan Terrace, of course, he jumped up. He was going to whip it around the horn. 2-2 the count. Van Beck's curveball. This is looped to left, and that's going to drop in for the third hit of the night. For New Ulm, just an inside-out swing there for Hunter Ranweiler, the left-handed hitter. And it'll bring Wade French, the big first baseman, to the plate. Right-handed hitter. French in his first at-bat tonight popped up to Luke Damer over at first. Gorgeous night. The flags. Every flag I'm looking at, I can see three of them. They're all still. Pitch from Van Beck. Hits the outside corner in strike one. Some of these Sartell Muskies walking by right now. A nice win for Sartell tonight. 4-1. 4-1, they beat Wanamingo. David Dominski, 16 strikeouts in that win. Here's Van Beck's just a little courtesy throw over to first and Ranweiler back safely. 0-1 the count. Van Beck, he'll work from the stretch, glances over to first and comes home, and the pitch is outside a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. So the two games going on in Class C at Eagle Lake, they're kind of the surprise of the tournament, the Cinderella of the tournament. They upset Cannon Falls last week in a swing and a miss by French. Strike two. Peyton Van Beck came inside on the big right-handed hitter. And that pitch just dove. One ball, two strikes. So Eagle Lake taking on Laverne right now over in Chaska. One ball, two strikes. Ranweiler's lead. Here's a drive to center field. And slipping initially is Owen Meyer. Otherwise, Owen would have caught that. But he spun out in center field on his first step. And that ball drops, maybe 8 feet in front of him. Otherwise, Owen catches that one. So back-to-back singles for the Brewers here in the fourth. And for either team, the most serious threat so far tonight. That'll bring up number five hitter, Cole Ranweiler. Cole, he had one of the four hits so far in this ball game. For New Ulm, that was back in the second. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Van Beck pitching very carefully and a fly ball to right field. Regan Nelson all of a sudden sees it and now he drops it. He never really got a good eye on it trying to score. Nope, not trying to score is Hunter Ranweiler. There you go. I think Regan Nelson saw it for a little bit, but then didn't see it at all. And that time of the night, just got Regal, or just got Regan, and the Spring Hill Chargers. They're going to call that an error on the right fielder. That'll load them up. Oh, my. That's a big, big out that the Chargers were not able to get. One out, the base is loaded. Here's Andrew Peters. Peters will follow back and out of play in 0-1. Peters sacrificed bunt in his first at bat, so we really didn't see this left-handed hitter swing away. That middle of the infield looking for a double play ball. Corners cheating in. And the pitch to Andrew Peters outside, a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. On deck, Zach Moore, the third baseman. One ball, one strike. And back comes home, a foul tip at the plate, and 1-2. Boy, if ever there's a time for a strikeout, Peyton Van Beck, now would be the time. 1-2, one out. Base is juiced here in the fourth for New Ulm. Van Beck comes home, curveball. That's fouled to the net, and the count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Spring Hill coming in as the number 4 seed out of Region 15. Van Beck ready on the mound. His pitch a little bit high and outside, and the count at 2-2. Good tease there, good waste. Two balls, two strikes. Van Beck looking down to Nathan Terrace. Payton comes home. Ground ball back up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. They're going to send one run in. Here comes the second run, the throw to the plate, not in time, and 2-0 New Ulm here in the fourth. RBI single for Andrew Peters that went right under the legs of Peyton Van Beck. It was not slowly hit by any means. So Hunter Ranweiler scores, Wade French scores, Cole Ranweiler, who was safe on that air, is at second, Andrew Peters at first. Still only one out in the fourth, and Zach Moore at the plate, the third baseman, and the pitch ball outside to the left-handed hitting Moore, and 0-1, or 1-0, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. There's a good pitch by Peyton. A little bit of a breaking ball. And the count, one ball, one strike. Winner of this ball game will play next Saturday at 7 o'clock. They'll get Milroy, who beat Bemidji earlier tonight. And that's going to go off of Nathan Terrace's mitt. It's going to roll all the way to the backstop, and the runners will move up to second and third. Nathan tried to save it. Wild pitch there on Peyton Van Beck. And now the big third baseman, Zach Moore, with an opportunity to drive in a couple more here in the fourth. Here's Van Beck's pitch. Ground ball to Eric Schoenberg at third. He's going to look the runner back. Throws to first. Damer with a nice little pick. Over at first, 5-3 on the putout. So Van Beck gets the ground ball and Colton Schaefer to the plate. Colton struck out in his first at bat tonight. Get some new baseballs into the ball game here. Some dry baseballs, I would assume. Runners still at second and third, now with two outs. Good crowd on hand for tonight's Sunday night baseball game. Schaefer ground ball to Terrace at second. The three hopper, Eric picks it up over to first. 4-3 on the put out, and that will end the Brewers' fourth inning. But they strike first, scoring two runs on three hits, one Charger error, and two men left on base. Four in the books, 2-0 New Ulm over Spring Hill. We're back in 1.5.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Top of the fifth inning, Eric Schoenberg will lead it off. The first pitch from Nick Altermat is a ball outside and 1-0. Schoenberg, Owen Meyer, Luke Damer here in the fifth inning as Eric fouls this to the net and the count 1-1. 1-1, Eric with a base hit in his first at bat. Two hits for the Chargers thus far, and Schoenberg will foul this one back and out of play. The count 1-2. Ball, 2 strikes. New Ulm 2, Spring Hill nothing. They get a 2 spot in the bottom of the fourth. And a swing and a miss as Altermat changes speeds there, and Eric way out in front of that pitch. Altermat with 9 strikeouts. Here's Owen Meyer. Owen struck out in his first at bat. A lot of shoulda, coulda in that fourth inning. Yep, shoulda, coulda had Owen Meyer not slipped on that first step of his on a very wet, soggy center field. He would have caught that pitch. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Owen Meyer down in the count, 0-2. And then again, Regan Nelson out in right field. God, if he would have caught that, I mean, we'd probably be goose eggs yet. Swing and a miss. Owen Meyer goes down on strikes. Altermat now with 10 strikeouts here in the ball game. He's cruising right now. He's got the Chargers number, and it's Luke Damer coming to the plate. Luke struck out in his first at bat. Altermat is a draftee from Lamberton, and the pitch to Damer is a ball inside, 1-0. 1-0 the count. There's a strike called, and 1-1. Spring Hill with base hits in the second and third innings. That's been it thus far. Pitch a little bit low from Altermat, and the count at 2-2. The grass, you can see, is getting very, very wet here for the fielders. Altermat comes inside to Luke Damer, and the count now 3-1. He has not walked a man through the first 4 2/3. The right-hander's pitch, strike called, and the count full at 3-2. On deck, Nathan Terrace. 3-2. Altermat's pitch, and wow, Damer scorches this one right over the New Ulm dugout. There's a big net right over the dugout protecting those fans in the sports decks, but I think the guys in the dugout flinched a little too as Damer will foul this one back and out of play. That'll go over the food court and out of play. And the count full at 3-2. 3-2. 2 outs, nobody on. Damer swings and misses. Altermat strikes out the side. He's got 11 Ks through 5, and New Ulm leads 2-0. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5. 2-0 New Ulm. We're back in 1.5.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Josh Seidel takes the first pitch he sees from Peyton Van Beck here in the fifth and fouls it to the backstop, 0-1. Seidel, and then the top of the order in Judd Davis and Justin Hoffman. Pitch two, Seidel, a little bit outside from Van Beck, and the count 1-1. Seidel in his first at bat, a fly ball to left field. One ball, one strike, 2-0. If you're just joining us, New Ulm leading Spring Hill here in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball, Van Beck jumps high off the mound to Spirit. He'll throw it to first, 1-3 on the putout. Peyton Van Beck showing a few ups there. 1-3 on that putout, and to the plate, Judd Davis. Stick around, our postgame show will name that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. That's in our postgame show here on KASM. Pitch two, Judd Davis on the outside corner. Strike called and 0-1. No balls, one strike. 2-0 New Ulm here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch, ground ball to first. Damer has it. Fair ball, says first base umpire, and Damer will run it to the bag. The unassisted put out and two outs. That'll bring Justin Hoffman to the plate. Justin Hoffman so far tonight, 0-2. He had a sacrifice, or actually 0-1, had a sacrifice bunt in the first inning and then grounded to short in his last at bat in the fourth. A little bit of a change up there by Peyton Van Beck, and one ball, no strikes. That pitch finishing outside. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Angela Mergen producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Listening to us on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM. Streaming online at mychasm.com. And we got that HD back after the storms. It's 105.5 HD2. 2-0 the count. There's a strike call to Justin Hoffman and 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Van Beck has a sign from Nate Terrace, and on the outside corner, there's strike two. Boy, he's painting that part of the plate so well with that Friday night strike on Sunday night. 1-2, Van Beck's curveball laced down the third baseline and foul. A little bit of an inside-out swing there for the left-handed hitting Hoffman. Just a long strike. That ball is going to come back very, very wet. Yes. New baseball for Peyton Van Beck. The draftee from El Rosa. Peyton drafted last year by Watkins when they were in Region 15C. And a swing and a miss. Van Beck gets his second strikeout of the night. Hoffman down on strikes, and the Brewers done in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Five in our books. New Ulm 2, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball in 1.5 here on KASM.
Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment: Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Spring Hill Baseball here on KASM, brought to you by our Spring Hill sponsors, Albany and Richmond A&W, Sportsman's Den, Bryn Lake Henry, Rambo of New London, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Stony Creek Dairy, the Greenwell Pub, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Pep's Pork of Old Spring Hill, and Central Minnesota Realty. As in the batter's box is Nathan Terrace, and the first pitch, a called strike in a 1-1. Also bringing us baseball tonight, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald, the Freeport State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Lake Henry Implement. High fly ball by Nathan to center field, and it's dropped by the New Ulm center fielder. Oh, a little something spooky going on in the skies in Waconia. I know there was a guy, and I think it was a custodian, across sitting on top of the hockey arena in a chair. Now, I don't know if that custodian is doing anything funny with the airwaves out there, but that is a drop ball for each outfielder right now. He's a long ways away, and that would be a little bit of a push. But, hey, Nathan Terrace is on first base, an error on the center fielder, and Eric Terrace at the plate. The first pitch, a check swing foul by Eric, and 0-1. Eric so far tonight, 1-for-2. And the pitch to Terrace, that's fouled to the backstop. And now 0-2 to Eric. The ball's two strikes. Chargers trail by two here in the sixth. The Brewers of New Ulm getting a two spot in the bottom of the fourth. As the home plate umpire wondering if somebody went and got that baseball, and Austin Sheenberg showing him, yeah, I got it right here in my hand. 0-2 the count to Eric. Terrace, a drive back to the mound. The pitcher knocking it down. His one play will be to get Eric Terrace at first base. Nathan goes to second. So a line shot back to Altermat, and he just knocked it down with his glove. It rolled towards the second baseman. He picked it up, and his only play was to first to get Eric. So that'll go as a fielder's choice. Nathan Terrace to second. 1-3 on the put out of Eric. One out. And here comes Austin Sheenberg. 0-for-2 tonight, two strikeouts. Sheenberg rips it to third. Moore down on it. He'll throw to first and in time to get Austin. 5-3 on the put out. Nice play by Zach Moore. I'm sure he came up with a wet baseball as that one rolled a long time in the grass. And here comes Jamie Terrace to the plate with two outs and brother Nathan over at second. See if Jamie can find a gap here. He's got a lot of doubles in that bat. A gap or one of the lines. They are squeezing the middle of the outfield, giving him the lines. Altermat's pitch. Terrace will take a strike on the outside corner and 0-1. What's Jamie done tonight? Ground ball to second, ground ball to third. 0-2 for the Chargers. Altermat working from the stretch. Taking a little time, looking back at Nathan Terrace, and now Jamie calls for time, and he gets it just as Altermat was lifting his front leg. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Nathan Terrace. So sending in a pinch runner, Dylan Gertgen will run for Nathan Terrace. Good move here. Getting some fresh legs. You can get this run, cut that deficit in half. I'd take it in the sixth inning. Absolutely. These Chargers, they're the comeback kids. So you got to watch them in the late innings here, and it's starting to get late. Two outs in the sixth. 0-1 the count to Jamie Terrace. Altermat pitches. Terrace pops it up, fouling out of play. And the count 0-2 to Jamie. No balls, two strikes. Anthony Reverman on deck for Spring Hill. Dylan Gertgen takes his lead. Colton Schaefer trying to keep him a little close. Now the shortstop trying to keep him a little close. Altermat comes home. Again, Jamie scorches this one foul. That probably cleared the mess hall, the food tent, and everything else. That was quite the line drive. 0-2 the count. Altermat. His pitch. Low and away. It gets by the catcher. Rolls to the backstop. Gertgen to third. And the count at a ball and two strikes. That'll goes a wild pitch on Altermat. The home plate umpire motioning down to the New Ulm dugout, too. I think maybe some New Ulm players were out of the dugout. He wants them back in the dugout. All right. So now Dylan Gertgen will score on any kind of single to center field, right field, or left field. One ball, two strikes, a count to Jamie Terrace. Nick Altermat ready. His pitch. Terrace takes high. Good eye. Good eye by Jamie and the count. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of oohs and ahs here in the crowd. Spring Hill fans, I would say, outnumbering New Ulm fans 2-1 here. Curveball. Terrace chops it down the third baseline. This is going to go foul. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Seidel the catcher. I don't know. That ball came in from his third baseman, Moore. He struggled to make a catch on that. And I know that wild pitch struggled after that one, too. 2-2 the count. Terrace takes low, and that gets away from Seidel. Here comes Gertgen, head first and safe. 2-1. Couple wild pitches by Altermat here in the sixth, and the Chargers cut that deficit in half. Terrace at the plate, the count at 3-2. Yeah, just a strange occurrence here. I mean, Seidel was all in, and now the last few pitches, he's struggled. Terrace a ground ball down the third baseline. I don't know if he's struggling seeing it. We'll see what Moore does again, and he caught that one okay, that ball down the third baseline. But he was stopping everything. Although Altermat was around the plate all night, he really didn't stray from the strike zone at all. So is Altermat tiring here in the sixth? Terrace ground ball to third. Moore has it go off his glove, and Terrace will reach on the air. Jamie rounding first, and the shortstop, Peters, kind of deeks like he's going to throw back, and Jamie does that little bit of a stutter step too. So an error on Moore over at third. The Chargers have some renewed confidence here in the inning. The sixth inning, top of the sixth, where they've scored a run. Have not had a hit, though. There's been two errors. A drop fly ball by the center fielder. Couple wild pitches. There was a fielder's choice in there, too. And Anthony Reverman comes to the plate. Reverman. Line drive to second, and that's caught. And they're at second base by Schaefer, and it'll end the Chargers six. But they get on the board, scoring one run on no hits. There were two New Ulm errors and one man left on base. We played 5.5. It's New Ulm 2, Spring Hill 1. More state tournament baseball in 1.5 here.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hunter Ranweiler leads off the sixth inning for New Ulm. The first pitch inside, and now Peyton Van Beck gets a Friday night strike, and one ball, one strike, the count. Curveball, Ranweiler rips that foul that hits his coach. Wow. That was a bullet. Coach appears to be okay. He threw it back to the catcher. Nathan Terrace saying, hey, you all right? Eric Schoenberg kind of chuckling a little bit. One ball, two strikes. The left-handed hitter, Ranweiler, just scorched it. Foul, 1-2. Peyton Van Beck's curveball right there. Oh, they appeal, and he didn't go around. Nathan Terrace thought he had strike three. Oh, that was a dandy curveball. And again, Nathan getting a little excited. He jumped up maybe a little too soon, didn't give the home plate umpire a really good view of that. There's strike three. Fastball right down Broadway, and out on strikes is Ranweiler. For Peyton Van Beck tonight, a strikeout in the third, a strikeout in the fifth, and one here in the sixth. He has three. That'll bring Wade French to the plate. French, 1-for-2 tonight. He had a run scored in the fourth. And the first pitch from Van Beck is inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Van Beck ready. Curveball, French had a big swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, does he swing hard. The cleanup hitter does not get cheated on those swings. He spun himself into the ground there. The 1-1. Van Beck teases him with the high breaking ball, and French swings and misses. He's hungry, probably didn't get supper tonight. And so swung at that pitch, 1-2. Doing batting practice instead. And Peyton's pitch a little bit high in the zone, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on for New Ulm here in the sixth. A 2-1 New Ulm lead. Curveball fouled to the screen, and the count stays 2-2. Winner of this ball game will get Milroy. Milroy defeated Bemidji here earlier this afternoon. That was a 6-5 Milroy Yankee win over the Bemidji Blue Ox. Curveball, ground ball, deep short. Jamie Terrace to the backhand. Throw to Damer at first. The scoop not in time as French will beat it out. Boy, that was a tough play for Jamie Terrace. He had to go to the backhand deep in the hole, made a strong throw. Damer with the scoop, and French safe. Probably that half a step. Up to the plate, Cole Ranweiler. 2-1, New Ulm with the lead. Curveball, that hits the outside corner, and 0-1. Sixth hit of the night for New Ulm off of Peyton Van Beck. Van Beck has the sign from Nate Terrace. The curveball fouled out of play. And the count now at 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Ranweiler so far tonight, 1-for-2. He's been on base twice. Had a base hit back in the second and then reached on Regan Nelson's there in right field in the fourth. Ended up being a big part of that fourth inning. It loaded the bases, and then they were able to score on a base hit by Andrew Peters. One ball, two strikes, the count. Cole Ranweiler, base runner at first. That's French. Curveball inside. Ranweiler gets out of the way of it, and that was a heck of a save by Nathan Terrace, keeping that from going to the backstop. I mean, literally, Ranweiler jumped up in the air so it wouldn't hit him in the feet, and Nathan Terrace kind of dove to that batter's box side to stop it. Ranweiler, a right-handed hitter. 2-2. Fouled to the screen by Ranweiler as he battles Peyton Van Beck here in the sixth. Chargers have battled back, cut that 2-0 deficit to 2-1. Trying to keep it there, trying to get back in the dugout and go hit again. Van Beck's pitch high and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Van Beck has a sign from Nate Terrace. He comes home on a swing and a miss. Here goes the throw to second, and they're going to double up French. He forgot there was only one out. Oh, my, a double play. Strikeout, throw out, ends the sixth for the Brewers. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on. Six in the books. New Ulm 2. Spring Hill 1. More baseball coming up in 1.5.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Regan Nelson leads off the seventh inning for the Spring Hill Chargers, and he breaks his bat. He squibs it to second. Up with it and throwing to first is second baseman Colton Schaefer, and one out for the Chargers here in the seventh. That'll bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric, one for two tonight, and the first pitch from Nick Altermat is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Altermat kicks, delivers, and Schoenberg ground ball to Schaefer at second. He will go down on both knees. He gobbles it up, throws to first, and another 4-3 putout of the Chargers. Altermat looked like dynamite through the first six or five innings. He had struck out 11 through five innings. Then in the sixth inning, a couple errors behind him. He did not strike out a man. The Chargers were able to get a run. Here in the seventh, a couple ground ball outs and Owen Meyer to the plate. He struck out twice tonight against Altermat, and the check swing foul by Owen Meyer and 0-1. The balls, one strike to Meyer, the Charger center fielder. Luke Damer on deck, and Meyer fooled by that pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count to Owen. The balls, two strikes. Altermat's pitch. Meyer will pop this one up foul over the first base dugout and out of play. The count stays 0-2. I think Owen Meyer broke that bat, so consecutive, actually two broken bats by the Chargers here in the seventh. And Owen's going to get a new piece of lumber. A little rosin on that handle. Chargers got a little firewood for a little bonfire of their own. Kurt and Kirby listening back by Cold Spring. Meyer back into the box. Altermat ready, the 0-2 coming. And Meyer lifts it to straightaway center field. Now the right fielder coming over. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll end the Chargers' seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5, it's New Ulm 2, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in 1.5 here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC.